Thank you for choosing Amara Health Caritas Pennsylvania member services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant.
Para asistencia en español, diga español.
If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an Amara Health Caritas provider, say Amara Health.
Amara Health.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an Amara Health Caritas provider, say Amara Health.
Amara Health.
If
Amara
you are
Health.
A Medicaid provider. Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP provider.
CHC.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Authorization.
All right. Let's transfer you for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
In order to help expedite the processing of your call, please have the following information available. Member ID number or pending case number, member name, member date of birth, requested codes, date of service, NPI number for ordering provider and treating facilities.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Mayor Health, prior authorization.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling from Family First Care. I'm trying to, regarding a mutual member of ours, I want to see what's going on with the authorization.
Yeah, what was the member ID or case number?
The member ID?
Yeah.
Sure, one more one, please. I'm going to just pull that up, one moment. 230-106-2275.
Sorry, say that number one more time.
230-106-2275.
You say 106 or 406? It was hard to hear.
230-106-2275.
Okay. It's not pulling up anything, so let me. I don't think that's a member ID.
Can I give you the patient's name and date of birth?
Well, let me see if it's a. It might be a government ID, like their Medicaid ID. Okay, so it pulled up a couple accounts. What was the name and date of birth?
Ronald DeMoth, date of birth 4/23/68.
All right, yeah, so let me just see. So, yeah, this is their government ID. I'm just trying to find which account is active. All right, so it's not that one. All right, so I do see the member here. However, I don't see any authorizations on file. So there's nothing that's been submitted.
Is there a way you can try to get transferred to the case manager, care manager, service coordinator, Karen McInnes?
So we're not giving like direct lines to any particular person, but I can give you over to our provider service rep that they can get you to, you know, they would know more about that than I would. So just to confirm, you're not trying to do anything right now with an author, like submitting an authorization or anything like that. You just
want
to talk with the case manager.
They said it would be submitted, and I'm just trying to follow up on it.
Okay. So it wasn't submitted. Is it somebody else that's submitting it, or are you guys submitting it?
We're Family First Care. We're the agency that's trying to get the authorization.
I was going to say, I can, because I can tell you how to submit it. Like if you're, you know, if you guys are going to submit it.
No, so I'm the agency. I can't really submit the authorization.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, anybody can submit. I mean, do you know what the treating facility and the referring physician is and all that? Or
so we're the agency. We're trying to get it submitted to us so that we can move it. We can start the
services.
Okay. We're not the actual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do, so the number that I'm going to transfer you to is 800-521-6007. And basically, once
yeah,
it finishes.
Yeah, they actually, Trent Gates said it was the wrong line. I called that line before this.
You called that and then you spoke with a rep?
Is there a way I can try to get speak to Sarah Keller?
To the, say that again?
Sarah Keller?
Like I said, I'm trying to think if there's a way I can find a direct number. Let me see. What was the last name again? How do you spell it?
K-E-L-L-E-R.
And you said the first name was Sarah?
Yes.
All right, so I do have her pulled up. However, she does say that she is out of the office currently, so I don't know if that's part of the problem. She's on PTO. She has a work phone of 484-665-2143.
665?
2143.
484?
Yeah, 484, yeah.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.